New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said he spoke with Orthodox Jewish leaders Wednesday morning to come up with an action plan to contain the spread of COVID-19 clusters. A second discussion to set the outreach plan in motion was slated for 3 Wednesday afternoon. Cuomo says 20 zip codes in the state have high infection rates. Among the highest are 3 locations in Orange and Rockland counties. Democratic Governor Cuomo says it's important to attack the clusters, including in Brooklyn, Orange, and Rockland counties.
If you look at those clusters and you look at those zip codes, you will see there's an overlap with large Orthodox Jewish communities. And that is a fact.
Republican Rockland County Executive Ed Day says there were 672 active COVID-19 cases in his county as of Monday, up from 352 active cases last week. The 2 hotspot zip codes in Rockland are in Muncie and Spring Valley, in the town of Ramapo. Day says these 2 zip codes contain 477 of the positive cases, amounting to 71% of the county's total positive cases.
I've been long urging the governor to directly engage with the Orthodox Jewish community in the situation with whom he has a relationship with.
During a COVID briefing Tuesday, Day said he was glad to hear the governor would meet with these leaders. Ramapo Town Supervisor Michael Specht also welcomed the news.
I think the governor, by doing that, will make it clear to everybody that this is not to be taken lightly. A large part of the Orthodox community doesn't watch TV. They don't see the governor's press conferences. They may hear about it secondhand. So for the leadership to meet with the governor and take that message back, I think is very important.
Again, Cuomo.
What happened in these clusters? There wasn't compliance, and the city didn't enforce it, and Orange County didn't enforce it, and Rockland County didn't enforce it.
Cuomo addressed local governments.
They are the first line of defense. They must respond. They have been very uneven across the state, as you know, and I've expressed my frustration with candor as the moment requires. They have to respond, and they have to respond directly.
Rockland County Executive Day.
The local government responsible for this type of enforcement and compliance here is either a town or a village, not a county. I would like to hope the governor will be a little better at defining things instead of causing a number of issues here locally and exactly what is and exactly what is not.
Day underscored the need for local governments to comply with Cuomo's call for compliance with his executive order, such as mask wearing and social distancing.
My expectation, to be very clear, is that appropriate enforcement action will be taken as necessary. Now, that can come in the form of the building of fire code violations, come in the form of summonses for violating the governor's orders. Those summonses, again, can only be issued by the local police. I can't make that any more clear. Health department inspectors do not have the authority nor the power to do that.
Ramapo Supervisor Speck says he's been concentrating on outreach and education.
We sent out thousands of flyers into the community in the 10952 and 10977 zip codes where we see the clusters. We've gone door-to-door and handed out flyers. We've distributed them in the major stores.
He says town officials have been impressing upon store managers that there will be enforcement measures if they don't comply.
I went to several of the major stores yesterday and met with the managers and gave out notices that if there was not voluntary compliance, there would be enforcement by the town. I was very pleased to see that in each of the stores I went to, the staff and the customers were wearing masks. The stores had employees giving masks out at the entry and making sure customers wore them as they came in and throughout the store. So we're seeing a lot of cooperation there. We have been doing robocalls. We have had cars going out to the community playing in both English and Yiddish messages about social distancing and masking. The main goal has been to let the people know that the virus has not gone away, that it's still here and it's coming back. If we don't take further steps to isolate it, it could be much worse.
Speck says from what he's seeing, the message is getting through. Again, Rockland's Day.
We have met with and talked to a number of community leaders and also a number of religious leaders. They are on board. And the problem they are having, to be frank, is they are what they call certain outliers in certain areas where they just are not getting it. And it takes a lot of work for everybody to be on the same page here. So I just want to be clear with that. We're not running into obstacles when it comes to religious leaders in Ramapo. They are working with us here. It's a matter of getting all of them to work with us, and that is a challenge.
In Orange County, the cluster is in a Monroe zip code that contains the town of Palm Tree and within the village of Curious Joel. On Monday, Cuomo said the state will deploy rapid testing machines to the hotspots. Rapid testing turns around results in 15 minutes. Cuomo says rapid testing equipment is being made available to all public and private schools, as well as local governments in the zip codes. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.